The public controversy about Bruce Lee's death was still raging. But it was only at the Hong Kong airport, about to board a plane that was carrying Bruce's body to Seattle, that Linda finally broke her silence.
It is my wish that the newspapers and the people of Hong Kong will stop speculating on the circumstances surrounding my husband's death. Although we do not have the final autopsy report, I hold no suspicion of anything other than natural death. I myself do not hold any person or people responsible for his death. Fate has ways we cannot change. The only thing of importance is that Bruce is gone and will not return. He lives on in our memories and through his films. Please remember him for his genius, his art, and the magic he brought to every one of us.
And at last, it was over. Or was it? Back in Hong Kong, the inquest started. And once again, the public began to speculate wildly on Betty Ting Pei's role in relation to Bruce's untimely death.
At that time, there was a lot of talk. Scandalous rumors about us. I was under a lot of pressure. But I told myself, silence is the best answer. I treasured Bruce's friendship very much. That's why I have put up with the gossip without saying anything to anyone.
The experts argued over the results of the autopsy until the court was satisfied. Bruce Lee had died of cerebral edema, swelling of the brain caused by hypersensitivity to an ingredient of equagesic, the tablet he took to relieve his headache. The verdict? Death by misadventure. Bruce Lee is gone, but his spirit lives on. This is Bruce Lee, the legend.
The void is that which stands right in the middle of this and that. The void is all-inclusive, having no opposite. There is nothing which it excludes or opposes. It is living void, because all forms come out of it, and whoever realizes the void is filled with life and power and the love of all things.
在线英语听力室，感谢您的收听，请记住我们的网址：3w.teamroom.com。